We thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, Father, for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we will bless your name. We will bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with our hands lifted up and our mouths filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. We will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. We will bless thee, O Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy done great things. Yes, he has. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. That's why we bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will always bless the Lord. Bless his name, oh my soul. Glory to God, glory to God. And with that, we just tell him to be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in this temple. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord in the heavens. Worship the Lord in the earth. Worship the Lord with this temple. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified. Be glorified. Yes, Lord. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. We're asking you, Lord, to be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. We worship you, O Lord. We praise your holy name. We thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's thank him, let's thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, to your holy name, O God. We praise you and we lift your name on high.
Well, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Father, we glorify you. We honor you. We worship you. We bless your holy name. Father, we thank you for getting us together here this morning on the Master's Call. We thank you that we come to worship you. We thank you that we come to honor you. We thank you that we come to praise you. We thank you that we come to hear a word. We thank you, God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who have made this time possible for us, God, because if it were not for the B.S. De Leon family, and we thank you for them, and if it were not for the Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, we would not be here today. Father, so we ask for a tsunami blessing over their lives. Father, take control of their lives today. You know exactly what they stand in need of. Father, we thank you for each and every family member, each and every new person, each and every person, God, who came to join us today. Father, they already look like family, God. So we thank you that we can come together around the buffet table, Lord, and hear a word that we're going to feast on, God, and that we just won't keep it to ourselves, God, that we will be a blessing to somebody else with it. Father, we thank you for this fourth day of our fast, how you have maintained us, oh God, to do those things, the miraculous breakthroughs that we will see today. Now, God, we bind that old sleuth with devil in the name of Jesus, because he has no place on this call. This call is going forth. And Father, we thank you, hush, that America is still standing. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, your will. I pray, oh God, that the 25th Amendment be instituted, Lord, because there's a dangerous man in the White House, and we got to get him out, even if we get him out before time. So God, speak to the hearts. Take the blinders off the eyes so that they can see that what needs to be done swiftly, and that is to remove Donald Trump. I give you praise, God, and I call it done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, my TMC family, has been a pleasure to be your greeter this morning. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I sincerely love me some you. Host, are you there?
I say hallelujah and amen with you, sister. God bless you. God bless you. I am here, Minister Willa. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord. And I tell you, God is still in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I greet you this morning to the Master's Call. This is a call that started back in October 2010 with God on their minds. Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon said yes to the Master. And with that, they stood on God's word, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, you know, I tell you, God is doing a miraculous and marvelous work, and oh, we're just delighting in him. Listen, we have a website. You can go to any time of the day, any time of the hour, and just get a word whenever you want to. Isn't that wonderful? That website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, where all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And here we're in the midst of a fast. We just started, so it's not too late to join us. We're on day 4, and you'll see the directives of the fast is on our website as well. And today, January 7, we are believing God for miraculous breakthroughs, spiritually, financially, with our ministries. Favor flowing in full force, total life prosperity, financially, spiritually, mentally, and physically. 3 John 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is doing a work in the midst of this fast. Come on board with us and get in the midst of this fast, because we're believing God for the greater and the mighty things to take place. The theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Hallelujah. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry. We encourage you to do so. You can join us by sending us information to info@themasterscall.net. You can be a greeter, a host, or you may even have a word, and you may even want to sing unto the Lord. Listen, info@themasterscall.net, and we will get back with you on behalf of the Master's Call. Listen, this is what brought us all together. I'm going to share this with you, and I'm going to turn it over to this awesome woman of God. This awesome company called Artist Life, which was Artist International at the time, been established well over 30 years with the awesome health and wellness products. I am definitely a part of this company, loving the products, keeping me healthy, and you can get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll share more information with you, or you can get on the morning motivational call that's coming up right after this call with Testimonial Thursday. Yes, nothing like getting on today to hear the testimonies. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Well, I'm getting out of the way because I want to give this lady ample time to give God what has what he has within her belly. She is definitely no stranger to this call because she is one of our co-founders. She is a woman of God who is full of life. And I tell you, when she is known from all around the world, I'm not joking. She is a woman of God who has had a career as an industrial engineer. She has served the Lord by being ordained as a minister, a pastor. She has been in business, and she has organized her organization. She is a woman of God who serves in a capacity. I could sit here till next week, but I tell you, she is a blessed woman of God who is anointed and appointed for this season and this time. She is a caregiver to her wonderful 97-year-old mother, Mother Josie. She is a blessed woman of God who everybody calls on and say, listen, can you pray with me? And you can rest assured that prayer will be answered. I'm telling you, God has anointed this woman of God. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for a gentle, that extremely kind, heartfelt introduction. I love and appreciate you. You have served so faithfully, so well, and so anointed as our prayer general of this call. I love to share her God idea when God downloaded in her spirit years ago, and we say it all over our Artist Life family when she tells us that these are the best products on this side of heaven. She got that right off the Holy Ghost press, and we just love you and appreciate you. I'm all about giving people their flowers where they're alive to smell them, and you truly set the atmosphere with worship and song this morning. So thank you so for setting the atmosphere. Yes, Dr. Tisha.
Somebody's TV is up. It's too loud.
Okay, let me go back and check and see who's on. All right, so, okay, I do have to mute this one more person out. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dr. PJ. So we want to thank you for setting the atmosphere this morning, for truly ushering us into his presence that always makes preaching and teaching easy. Thank you, Minister Weller, for greeting and seating our entire family, our Master's Call family, our TMC family this morning. And I just want to shout out to so many new family loved ones who have joined us, who have become regulars in Tennessee and North Carolina and just different parts of the country. We even had one from Australia on earlier in the week. We don't take that lightly when you're pressed to come on a little earlier and help us set the atmosphere. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Also to my co-founder, truly my co-laborer in the vineyard, my dear sister in the Lord, Dr. P.K. Roberts. It has been an honor to have this journey and have this relationship for 10-plus years. We made 10 years as a call on October 25th of last year.
And so I'm honored to serve. Well, I was asking the Lord, what did he want me to minister to you? And last night on our midnight call, Dr. PK kind of told me what I was going to minister on, and I said, okay, Lord. I started on Monday. Many of you all were on the inspirational call. And what I'm going to talk about this morning briefly is fasting and prayer 101. Fasting and prayer 101. I'm going to go through a lot of rudiments, basic things. As you heard Minister Brenda tell us, that we're on our fourth day of our corporate fast, and we're so excited. Other companies, other groups have joined in with us. That's an honor because there's power in corporate prayer. Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse says, one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. So I'm humbled and honored the more they join with us as we lock in agreement, as we yoke our hearts in one accord, as we bombard the heavens and activate the atmosphere with thus said the word of the Lord. We get the job done. And that happens with fasting and prayer. The theme that God gave me for the master's call, the prophetic theme for this year, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Let me say that again. In 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. God has a strategic plan. Things don't happen stat. And he is shifting and sifting in the body of Christ. And there are some prophetic suddenlies that are happening, but it must be done with holy standards. We saw some unholy actions, even though in their heart they may have thought they had a sincere cause. It was an unrighteous act. And it's being established and being revealed in the heavens. The scripture that we all know out of Matthew 17, we are honing in on that 21st verse. It says, some things do not come out but by prayer and fasting. Not prayer or fasting, but prayer and fasting. And remember, with prayer, that's dialogue with God. It's speaking, telling him what's on your heart, but it's and listening to God. Many of us always get in God's face with the Holy Ghost bucket list of what I need, what I have. God, you got to move. But when it's time for you to listen to the omniscient, all-knowing, all-powerful God, we have the audacity to get off our knees and go tell folks we had a powerful time in prayer. And God sitting there saying, hey, 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 I listened to you for 15, 20, 30 minutes, but you have not given me 1 minute to speak back to your heart. So prayer has to be the dialogue with God, to learn to hush your mind, hush your flesh, and hear what thus said the word of God. And the fasting is crucifying the flesh, going without, doing without. God gave me an acronym for FAST years ago. Faithfully allowing spiritual time, or faithfully allowing spiritual testing, or focus addressing spiritual trials. See, when we're fasting, we're disciplining ourselves to want more of God, more of his presence, more of his power. And as I go through this acronym just briefly this morning, there's so many parts to this, and I'm covering some of it on our MMC call, our morning motivational call. But this morning, fasting and prayer 101, let's talk about what fast means. That's that fine-tuning your focus and building your faith. That F in fast, be faithful. Firm and stay focused. Be faithful. God has been so faithful to us, but oh my, have we often not been faithful to him. Be firm about what we believe, that we know that we know that we know. In Greek, Jehovah Genohi, we know with everything. It's an intimacy that you can't convince me of anything different, to stay firm. And here's the hard part for many of us, stay focused. When you're fasting, to stay focused. How? Well, find another F, a place and time to talk And listen, that dialogue with God. No more monologues in prayer, but dialogue with God. The old saints would say, take it to the Lord and leave it there. Too many of us pick it back up and take it back to our seats. We don't leave it at the altar. And as my senior prophet taught me years ago, and I guard this teaching because it has so set me free. Proverbs 4:22, Proverbs 4, the book of wisdom, in that fourth chapter and 22nd verse says, to attend to the word. See, when you make a prayer, when you make a petition, when you make a request to God, the enemy immediately comes to try to steal, destroy, derail it, and deny it. We have to attend to it. That's the part of staying focused and firm and keep speaking it, calling those things and be not as though they are. Long before vision boards, long before motivational speaking, God told Abraham, call those things. Speak to the heavens, announce to the atmosphere, activate your angels, and believe that being faithful means being consistent to do what the word says, whether we feel like it or not. Fasting helps us rise above feelings and keep us with our eyes on being true to what God has given us. Consistent is not a cuss word, folks. Being faithful, being firm while fasting helps to crucify the flesh. Trust me, our flesh never gives in peacefully. You, every morning when that alarm clock goes off, your flesh hollers, oh, hit the snooze button. Every day when you would rather do the easy, but it's not the righteous, the flesh tries to do a Perry Mason defense on why you should just go on and put it off till tomorrow. The flesh will never stop being what it is, our flesh. It's just our earth suit. But we have to decide to crucify our flesh, and it develops in us a disciplined determination which helps us develop our destiny. Oh, that's a series right there. A discipline that helps you be determined to develop our destiny. Staying focused while fasting helps us to have a firm focus and a laser face. God gave this to me. I never forget when I was taking a class in seminary on miracle signs and wonders, and I was challenging God because I was trying to figure out what was I doing there. I was a happy, successful industrial engineer, and just through saying yes, was sitting there at Oral Roberts University in seminary, and I said, God, I am challenging you, asking you, since you pulled me out of what I wanted to do, why don't we see the miracle signs and wonders today like we see in the Bible? You said you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, God can't handle us asking some hard questions. And he challenged me about having laser faith, not wavering when we make a declaration, not wavering when we lay hands on someone to believe and call them healed, not wavering when our change is strange and our money is funny to speak the financial breakthrough. See, what do you mean? It helps us keep the main thing, the main thing. How focused have you been when God's given you something? That A, let me hurry along, that A in fast is admit it and quit it. I can stop right there. Admit it and quit it. When the light of fasting reveals the true motives of our flesh, often doing a right thing, but with wrong motives. What you mean by that, Dr. V? I'm so glad you asked. You know, when you just really did a good thing, but the real reason was you wanted to be noticed, you wanted to be stroked. You know, the truth about when you said, I just wanted to call and touch and agree about something, but it really was gossiping. Mm-hmm. Do the right thing, but you've often done it with the wrong motives. Just go on and admit it. And then quit it. See, fasting will attack false humility. I've never seen so many saints who do things just to make sure you thank them, stroke them. No, we're doing it unto the Lord, not for the personal approval of man. That's false humility, phony faith. But the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage may be under crucified. Isaiah, that old prophet in chapter 10, the 27th verse says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. See, I've said this to our Master's Call family over the years. My prayer every day, like the old saints say, every day, is God, show me me. God, show me me. And I assure you, he does always do that. And while fasting, homeboy makes it Windex clear and amplifies in my ears and my eyes and to my understanding, checking my motives, checking my strategy to make sure it filters through the faith of the Word of God. Fasting does bring about a greater anointing that day because the breaking has brought about a birthing of the divine will of God in our lives. And that's why the devil fights most of us from ever having or living a fasted lifestyle, which keeps our spiritual eyes and ears keen and utmost, the other A, accurate. See, when they call me, because I didn't understand what it even meant when I was first prophesied, I went to seminary to mind my own black business to get a little Christian education master's and get back to being an engineer. Wasn't even at church, higher dimensions, 3 days, and the house prophet pointed and said, "You, eagle eye prophet." I literally turned around because I said to myself, obviously she's talking to somebody else behind me. She couldn't be talking to moi. And God had to show me what was in me when I would say something told me that that was going to happen. Something told me that I shouldn't go there or do that. You know, something has a name called the Holy Spirit. But it challenged me to be that eagle-eyed prophet, to ask God to be accurate and sensitive. And my prophetic prayer for every one of you is that a new level of sensitivity to his voice, a new level of sensitivity to see with the eyes of faith, to stand at your alpha and see the omega of the situation. Jensen Franklin states in his book, The Fasting Edge, fasting dethrones the rule of our demanding fleshly appetites so that we more easily follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. All we're talking about, fasting and prayer 101, faithfully allowing spiritual time or faithfully allowing spiritual testing. That is in fast. See yourself already victorious. See with eyes of faith. Do you know faith sees? 2 Corinthians 5:7 says we walk by, oh, come on, you know it, faith and not by sight. It may look toe up from the flow up. It may feel like it's jacked up sideways, but God said in Revelation 12:11 that you are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, even unto the death. See yourself already victorious. While you're standing at that alpha, see yourself already reaching that goal, that dream. See, the world's got us, and it's no harm with dream boards, vision boards, but understand the spiritual principle, again, of that Romans 4:17, that you by your own mouth have activated the heavens, and you're calling those things that be not as though they are. So fasting sanctifies our thoughts, our attitudes, and lifestyle. Your fasting shows, that's the other S, shows others the discipline and the demonstration of the power of God in our lives, showing others that the promises of God often require us to endure the process from God. You can't get to the promise without going through the process. You can't have a testimony unless you pass the test. You got to see yourself already victorious and attend to that word. Fasting will sanctify that stinking thinking, that sloppy agape, a lousy lifestyle that doesn't glorify our God. And fasting will show us ourselves. And in my last minute, that T in fast, it teaches us to trust God more so that we'll pass every test and every trial and overcome every temptation. When I hear saints lie to themselves, and yeah, I didn't say, listen, I said lie. You deceive your own heart. When you say, I just couldn't help it. I don't know what happened. No, that's a lie, because 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, I'm going to give you the word, but I want you to wrestle with the word to make sure the word wins. Because at 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote and told them in that 10th chapter, that 13th verse, with every temptation. He didn't say with a few. He didn't say there's some dick within little ones. He said with every temptation that comes our way, God makes a way of escape. In other words, you stand at the fork of the road, and you decide if you're going to participate or not. So with the temptation, because the devil's going to bring temptations all day long. As soon as you decided to fast, somebody wanted to bless you, to take you out to eat or send you some extra food or drop by with a special cake because we all in. Every day the enemy's going to send the temptations. But then we have to triumph and tell our flesh, no, I'm fighting too hard for this prize. I'm enduring too much, and I will not have it taken away. All this morning, fasting and prayer, 101, faithfully allowing spiritual time and testing. That F again. All be faithful, firm, and stay focused. Say, admit it and quit it, so that you can walk in the anointing and be accurate with his word. That S, see yourself already victorious, sanctifying your thoughts and showing others the discipline. In other words, mentoring. And the T, teaches others to trust God more through every trial and temptation. Father, I speak and decree over these your people as we're fasting, as we're praying, as we're bombarding heaven with your will. Your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives. That these your people have ears to hear and a heart to receive, to grow, to be stirred, to be stretched, but then to soar like the eagles that we are. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, my prayer general.
To God be the glory for the things he has given us this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a time, what a time. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for being the awesome God that you are. Lord, we look into the hills from which comes our help, and we know that all of our help comes from you. We know, Father God, that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. So if we say, have your way in our hearts, have your way in our minds, have your way in our spirit man, have your way in our physical being. We thank you, Father God, that you have brought us a word, Lord God, from on high through this woman of God who have poured into us, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that as we meditate on your word day and night, we will go through this fast knowing, Father, that our focus is truly on you. Lord, we thank you for pouring back into Dr. Vanessa virtues of blessings, Lord God. Oh, Lord, until she overflows, Father God, let all that she desires, Father God, be brought to her, Father, because in the name of Jesus, Lord God, everything she does is to give glory to you. We thank you, Father, for blessing her and Mother Joseph, Father, in every area of their lives. Thank you for surrounding them with your love, your peace, your joy. And Father God, we thank you for your anointing to continue to flow within them, Lord God. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you have your way with your people on this call. We know, Father God, as we have heard this message this morning, that we will stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain because we have the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you touch every person that's going through health challenges. We decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you, Father, for covering the bereaved families, Lord God, placing your arms around them. Lord God, comforting them like never before. We know, Lord God, that you to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So, God, give them a peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord God, for Artist Life in its entirety. We ask that you continue to bless the company, bless everything that pertains to it, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your anointing being in this place. And Lord God, as we seek your face daily, we will come to know that, Lord, that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but only in the power of God. And we thank you that it's done in the matchless name of Jesus. We say hallelujah and amen. I will now say, my brothers and my sisters, go over to the morning motivational call to hear the testimony this morning. 712-770-4005, the PIN 294-617 pound. And thank you so much again, Minister Wheeler, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord. Happy birthday, Macy. We love you and appreciate what you're doing. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. We so appreciate you and this awesome word this morning. Would you close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. And also, Miss Willa, please give Miss Macy, our new mom and little baby Holly and Eddie, a shout out. We are family. Father, I just thank you that you've taught us, you're teaching us, we're embracing the power that comes with fasting and prayer, that we'll understand that it's powerful to pray, but it's a more double dose of your anointing when we couple it with fasting. So as we're on this 40-day journey, fortify our faith, fortify our discipline. Let us advance and grow up more in you to discipline our flesh. And that as we journal, that as we stay accountable to one another, we'll watch the breakthroughs come. We'll hear the powerful testimonies and the praise reports that you are waiting to bestow upon us. As we do our part, you promise us you'll do the exceeding abundantly above. So as we leave this call, but never your presence, continue to have your way in our lives and our going out and our coming in. And we will, with everything we do, everywhere we go, we will be your glory carriers who will give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and get yourself some praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Look forward to seeing many of you on the Morning Motivational Call, hearing those powerful testimonies, how many have passed the test. And for those others, we'll hear you on the call tomorrow. Be blessed.